Good morning. How y'all doing? Good. Marlena, you doing good too? Good to hear. Well, I'm glad you guys were able to make it this morning, and we're going to continue learning about the Israelites and their journey through the wilderness. So Marlena was probably here last week, and you guys weren't, correct? Were y'all here last week? No? That's all right. Well, we'll do a little quick review about it, and then we'll continue talking about what happened right after. So last week, we learned about God coming down to the mountain, right? What did he tell the Israelites? Why couldn't they climb up to the mountain of Sinai? Because Israel was sinful and could not in themselves survive in God's holy presence. Right? The Lord told them that they had to stay down at the mountains. And who was the one that was going to go up? Moses. And why? He was the mediator, right? So in other words, because God chose him to be the one to talk between him and the people. All right, that's what we learned about last week. Now let's read Exodus 20, verses 1 through 2, so we can talk about the God of the law. And that's what we're going to be learning about this Sunday. All right, Exodus 20, verse 1 through 2. Then God spoke all these words, saying, I am Yahweh, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. That's it. That's pretty quick verses. So before God gave Israel the law, what did God reveal to them? He is God. Okay, so he revealed that he was their covenant, all right, and that he had done as their covenant deliverer. And who did God reveal himself to be? What name did he tell them? Yahweh, you guys remember when Moses was at the burning bush and he said, who is it that I tell him sent me? He said, Yahweh, right? This is God's special covenant name. That's the one he gave to Israel. So what did God declare that he had done for Israel? Right. Okay, yeah, before they were in the wilderness, they were in Egypt, remember? And then he took them, they were being slaved by the Egyptians. And so he took them out. And this is what he's telling them that I have done for you. I took you guys out of slavery. So we should obey God's law because of who he is and what he has done. So before God gave Israel the laws, he first gave Israel himself. So God declared his name to them. You guys remember the name again? Yahweh. All right. Does anybody know what it means? God, okay. Any ideas? Hosanna? It means he exists or he is present. So that's the title. It's usually translated in your Bibles as Lord in capital letters. So when you read the Old Testament, most translations just has Lord. Usually that's in place of Yahweh. So it reveals two truths about God, the name. First, God is above high, his creation, and he doesn't depend on it to be who he is. So when you guys meet new people and introduce yourselves to them, you guys say, hey, I'm Marlena, I go to school, I am a student, or I'm new, right? You guys say stuff like that. But when God introduces himself, all he has to say is, I am, because God doesn't depend on the things that he does, that he defines himself like as schools or parents or sports for us, right? So to be who he is, God simply is. But God's name teaches us a second truth. For through God is high above us and does not need us. That's true, right? God doesn't need us, right? But what does he do? What does he show us that he does with his people? It says that he comes down to us and binds himself to us. And Yahweh is God's covenant name. That's the one that Israel knows him by. This is why God declared himself to be Israel's God. Through this gracious covenant, God not only took Israel to be his treasured people, but he gave himself to Israel as their treasured God. Isn't that amazing? Right? Even though the Lord doesn't need us, he still wanted to have a relationship with us. So through this loving covenant bond, God promises his faithfulness to us. And we must respond in faithfulness to him and the way he shows us in his law. Right. You guys think that's the least we could do, right? With the Lord is gracious and loving to us. we should be the same, right? And then we do that by following the Lord, right? The Bible. Yes, yes, and we should do the same, right? Mm-hmm. He created us, exactly. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So before God gave Israel the law, he first delivered Israel from slavery. And as we have seen, Israel lived under hard labor, hard slavery in Egypt. But God raised up Moses to deliver the nation through the blood of the Passover lamb. God did not send Moses to Israel in their slavery with a copy of the Ten Commandments and say, here is my law. I'll be back in 6 months to see how much you are doing with keeping it. If by then we have cleaned up your act, then I will deliver you from your slavery. That is often how people think of Christianity. So that people say you need to do good and then God will save you. But that is to get all, but that's all backwards. What really happens is we receive God's salvation through the blood of the Lamb. And then in thankfulness to God for his deliverance, obey him with all your heart. We kind of remind ourselves of the Israelites, right? So they were enslaved, right? And we were enslaved to what before God? To sin, right? And then the Lord delivered us. He sent Moses to deliver the people. But in the New Testament, who does he send to deliver us? His son, right? So there you go. So before God gives his people the law, what does he want them to know? Yeah, he wants them to know who he is and what he has done for them, right? And we cannot truly obey the law of God until we first come to know God of the law and his salvation. So what does the name Yahweh teach us about God? Two things. The first one, he is above all of us, right? The name. And then second, he has come down to us to relate to us through a covenant. And we are saved by obeying the law. Are we saved by obeying the law? No? Were the Israelites saved? No, they weren't. Because later, we don't learn this now, but later on we see that they couldn't keep it. But we'll get to there later. So no, we are saved apart from anything we do by looking in faith to Jesus. So who alone perfectly obeyed the law and perfectly suffered for our disobedience? Did you guys catch that? So who was the one that obeyed the law? There's only one. Not Moses. I'll give you a hint. It's in the New Testament. He was born from Mary? Israel? No, it's Jesus. He was the only one that lived a righteous life, and that's why we're able to live next to God now, because of the Son, the sacrifice of his Son. Any questions? No? You guys good? All right, let's end in prayer. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for showing us through Moses the deliverance that you have to this people. And by the law, Lord, you have shown them that you love them and that you brought them out, Lord, and that you desire the relationship, Lord. And you want them to be the light of the world. But Lord, we know that they have fallen short, and we have as well, Lord. And thank you for, again, sending your son to deliver us from that. And in your name I pray, amen.